all Liberians, both those on DED and those of us who are not necessarily on it, are very, very happy, and we are very grateful to the United States government, particularly President Obama. And we are very thankful for all of our allies who help us through this process. We are particularly happy given the fact that we have 18 months this time around.
One would say that there's peace now in Liberia. We have a president elected for the last almost 5 years. Why do they still want to remain in the United States?
As much as there is some progress on the ground in Liberia, we still are not convinced by the figures we have on unemployment, shortage of infrastructure. You see crime and other things. To instantly transport thousands of Liberians who are here and productively contributing to the economy of Liberia, to just take that productivity out of their hands and instead make them a liability and throw them in the mix of what we have in Liberia, we just think it's just not going to be either good for Liberia and its economy or the people who are going to be uprooted in that sphere.
As you said, Mr. Kesley, that the extension this time is not for 12 months, instead it's for what, 18 months?
18 months.
Is there a bigger plan for those of you who are lobbying for those who are under the DED?
Liberians have been urged by EULA to participate in all of their state groupings. As a matter of fact, we are pouring on Washington, D.C. March the 21st to take part in a rally for comprehensive immigration. Even the people that work with us in the Congress, this is the path they think will eventually address the immigration problem in the country as a whole, and not piecemeal Liberian bill, Sierra Leonean bill, Haitian bill,